Cornerstone CFCU Ice Arena holds an informal opening today as the city of Lockport welcomes its first hockey tournament in 30 years. The event is a culmination of what has been a $15 million development project that has been fueled by private and public funding. John Ottaviano is the president of the Lockport Ice Arena Organizing Committee, and he joins us by phone this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
The list of politicians and development officials that are attending today's event shows the level of this project. Part of it was funded by the Western New York Regional Economic Development Council, which, of course, has been getting so much attention for so many projects in downtown Buffalo. Now we're talking about Lockport. How does this particular project fall under that umbrella of economic development?
Well, I think that the overall goal, as John Kummel said from the Harbor Center, that we plan, or our goal is to make Western New York a hockey destination. So that is that when teams come from out of town, like 10 teams have today, that they frequent the hotels throughout the area and restaurants. Many of our teams, we only have one hotel here in Lockport, so many of the teams are staying up in the Amherst and Niagara Falls area. So we all benefit when we all work together to host these major tournaments.
And what about the rink itself? Give us some of the amenities that might be involved there.
It's two NHL-sized rinks. It has 2,000 square feet on the second floor for a restaurant or bar. But we're really proud of the green initiative that we have. We have what's called an Echo Drive refrigerant system. It's the only one in the nation that actually heats the seats. So all the spectator seating, the heat that's generated from the compressors and the motors that drive the refrigerant equipment, that heat is reclaimed and funneled back into the rink to heat the rink at 55 degrees and heat the seats and sidewalks.
We look at things through economic development and such, but beyond economics, what does this project mean for the city of Lockport?
It's a game changer for the city of Lockport. In the summertime, we have our locks and we have the canal boat tours and the raceway tours, but there's really nothing to do here in the wintertime, especially for the teenagers, the younger people in towns. Last Friday, we had a public skate, and there were over 270 young people skating, and I saw jackets, sports jackets from Barker, Wheatfield, Newfane, Wilson, so all over the northern area of the county.
John Ottaviano, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.